Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back into our studios the amazingly talented and somewhat lovely Kathleen Curran Monroe is here. She represents the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. And we're going to be talking about the holiday concert, which is coming up on Sunday, December 4th. So just a few weeks away. Welcome back, Kathleen.
Thank you, Mike. It's always great to be here with you.
It's always a pleasure to see you. We seem to get along very, very well over the years. We have a lot in common.
We do.
We both have parents that came from Canada, right?
Yes.
See that? We found that out just before the show aired. And we might even be related. I don't know. We'll have to check into that.
I think we should. Okay. Ancestry.com.
Right. Well, let's talk about the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. You've been here for many years talking about this this ensemble, which is something you created, right?
Yes. In 2014, I founded this new nonprofit organization, Westminster Youth String Ensemble. And I don't know if you know this, Mike, but it's called Westminster because I live on Westminster Street.
And sometimes you meet in your garage.
Yes, we do. I have my Westminster Summer Strings Academy in my garage. My husband calls it Tangleweed.
Tangleweed.
As opposed to Tanglewood.
All right. And this is located in the Westerly area. Your performance will be at the Westerly Armory on Railroad Avenue. And it's going to be at 3 o'clock on Sunday, December 4th. So we're going to find out all about the organization itself and a little bit more about your background and some of the things that are going to happen on that day. Let's go back in time to when you were in elementary school. So just 10, 15 years ago, what were you doing musically? Anything?
Well, I went to a parochial school, but my mother was a violin teacher, so I was playing the cello, but no one in my school knew that I played the cello because we didn't have any music ensembles or anything in the school. So I started playing the cello when I was 7. And my mother said, "You are going to play the cello." And I said, "Okay."
And you're still playing it?
I'm still playing it now.
And okay, so there you go. So all these years you've been playing the cello. Did you ever stray to other instruments?
No.
That's it?
That was it.
Okay. All right, thanks for coming, everyone. No, that is very interesting that you would stick with that instrument, and then that led you to a semi-professional career as a musician playing cello, right?
Yes.
How many years out of school before you had your first paid gig?
Well, my mother was very adventurous, I would say, and she taught in Cranston for many years in 21 elementary schools a week. And at one point, she was a widow at a young age, and she would bring us to all kinds of events. And one night, she said, "Come on, kids, we're going to go play for Arthur Fiedler."
Wow.
And she drove to Woonsocket, and we all sat in this hallway. I think it was the lobby of Woonsocket Hospital, and Arthur Fiedler showed up, and my sister was there, my brother, my other sister, and some other children. And she said, "Now you can say you played for Arthur Fiedler."
Oh, there you go.
We had a lot of fun. My mother was really a pioneer in many ways. She wasn't afraid to hop in the car and go to wherever, but she taught us to have no fear of whatever you want to do, do it.
So after parochial school, was there other school that you you developed as long as with the cello?
I played in the Rhode Island Philharmonic Youth Orchestra, the Young People's Symphony of Rhode Island. I went on to URI, where I got a degree in music education, and then I went on to New England Conservatory, where I got a master's degree in cello performance. So, and then I moved to Philadelphia, and I taught in schools in Philadelphia. I taught in Somerset, Massachusetts, in the public schools, and now I'm doing my own thing here in Westerly.
And a lot of years in Westerly at this point. It's not, I mean, you just didn't move it.
No, we moved there in 93.
Okay, so it's you're considered, you know, back as a Rhode Islander. I guess that's all okay.
Yes, okay. Yes. I love Rhode Island.
Few excursions out, but that, yes. we'll forgive that.
Yes.
Now, the holiday concert, who is going to be on this holiday concert? Do we have four or five children? What is it
made
up
we
of?
Have, this is such a great concert because it's really the first concert where we're, since the pandemic, where we are all back together again, meaning the Westminster Youth String Ensemble, the Festival Strings, the Chamber Players, the members of the Westerly Band who want to come and play with us, and we'd love to have them, and also some adult string players that are going to be joining us again. So we have not been with the Wind Players at all. We have not been performing with them since before the pandemic. So it's like a kind of like a reunion. We're all back together again and very excited about it.
That's great, and it's such a reasonable admission price. So if you're in the area, take advantage. Tickets are only $10, and children 12 and under are free.
Free. Right. Imagine that.
Wow. So there's a great opportunity to bring the family out and a great way to expose younger children to this kind of music. The program itself is, what, probably an hour and a half or so long?
Maybe not even that long.
Okay.
Maybe an hour and 15 minutes, I would say.
Excellent.
And, you know, it's wonderful to expose your children to this because I find that they're impressed mostly with young people performing. That is what I have witnessed, children that are inspired by the young people that are playing. So please think about bringing your children. It's very powerful.
Excellent. All right. We have a little sample of music. This is actually something that was recorded by your group, right? This is your group playing that we're going to listen to. Tell us about this first piece.
The first piece is Coronation of the Queen by Susan H. Day.
Obviously, a live performance when you could hear the audience responding. Great music. That's very exciting. And this is going to be an exciting concert. Want to get as much music in as possible. Tell us about this next piece.
The next piece is entitled Hidden Passages. It's a contemporary piece by Katherine Greisinger.
Kathleen, one of the things we didn't talk about, is there a certain age group that has to be a requirement, so to speak, to be in the Westminster Youth String Ensemble?
We usually say ages 10 to 18, but we have along the years, we've had children that are like six that are really good players. I would say as long as they have studied privately a string instrument for at least a year, then they're probably ready to join at least the Festival Strings, which is our youngest group. And then it feeds into the string ensemble, and then the older kids are in the chamber players, and we all play together for some of the pieces also.
Excellent. All right. All right. We have one more piece of music before we take our first break. What will that be?
This is three pieces connected, La Réjouissance, Saraband, and Jig by Telemann.
All right. We'll listen to those, then take a short break, and be back with more.
Thank you.
Westminster Youth String Ensemble is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Kathleen Carr Monroe, the director of the group. And one of the things I don't think we did in the first segment, Kathleen, was give a phone number or a website. So you have both that people can call and ask about further information, right?
Yes. The phone number is 401-596-5225, and the website is westminsterstrings.org.
Just how it sounds, westminsterstrings with an S, .org. So that's great. We're talking about the concert that's going to be on Sunday, December 4th, at 3 o'clock at the Westerly Armory on Railroad Avenue in beautiful downtown Westerly. And, you know, one of the things about any group like this, I know that you're the director, but there are other people that are usually involved helping you out along the way, right?
Yes, especially right now, we have a mentorship program that has been established in the past couple of years. It actually happened as a result of the pandemic. I was introduced to a young violinist, very fine violinist named John Castori. My sister introduced me to him, and the rest is history. He now comes and he serves as a mentor. He performs at all of our concerts as a soloist, and also he works with the kids in small groups. He teaches a lot of the children private lessons, and he's a very, very fine violinist. He has been such an inspiration to all of us, and we're so fortunate to have him helping. And I also have a young man, Nathaniel Savage, who now is actually finishing up his degree at the Hart School of Music in Hartford, West Hartford, Connecticut. And he comes up every Tuesday night, and he is our guest conductor and artist in residence. And he's a phenomenal conductor, and we're so lucky to have him. Even though he's still in college finishing up, he's able to come every Tuesday to help us as a guest conductor and as a mentor. So we're very fortunate.
It's great. Great that you have that portion of it that's able to help you out and help the kids and give them lessons and things like that. And do you normally do different music at the concert? Like, is this the same music that you would have done last year or the year before, or is it new?
We try to keep the music new. Maybe we'll every 5 years we might repeat something, but I love to play contemporary pieces. There are a lot of wonderful composers right now that are working hard to create new music. So I always try to put something new that's current. I always like to put some classics in there, some popular numbers, and sometimes the children. One thing we have, it's kind of like a family, and we all have input. I will suggest certain pieces, and if the kids don't like it, we won't do it because it doesn't make any sense. If they don't like it, they're not going to work on it. And we want the concert to be as good as possible. So I will suggest certain things, and they will come up to me sometimes and say, hey, how can we do this piece? Maybe some popular piece. And a lot of times we're able to make everybody happy by playing pieces they like, and we work together. It works out well.
Now, when kids come up with new pieces of music, sometimes I know that my granddaughter, when I listen to her at 8 years old, she's humming a tune that I never heard before. Is that the case with you? Sometimes they'll suggest something that you don't know?
Yes. And I will then listen to it. And it's interesting because I play for weddings quite a bit, and a lot of brides and grooms want some contemporary popular music. And some of the pieces are really nice. And sometimes I will then transfer that onto our list for the orchestra. If it's a really nice piece and the kids like it also, I will, investigate. And a lot of times, sometimes the music isn't good that they suggest.
Well, that'll happen.
yes, but for the most part, what they suggest a lot of times, I will investigate. See, if I like it and it seems like it's something they can learn from, then we'll play it.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's get back to that music. And this is on my list, track number 12. Tell us about this piece.
This is The Abduction from the Seraglio by Mozart. And this is a piece that we are playing. The string ensemble is playing with members of the Westerly Band also. So it's a full orchestra arrangement. And it is a wonderful piece. Very exciting.
Thank you.
Kathleen, we have a lot of great music we'd like to share with the audience, so I'm not going to talk. I'm going to get right to you to go back to the music. What's next?
The next piece is Dance of the Tumblers from The Snow Maiden by Rimsky-Korsakov. This is also with the Westminster Youth String Ensemble performing with members of the Westerly Band and adult string players.
Once again, we have time for one more piece before our next break. What will that one be?
The next piece is Be Thou My Vision. It's an Irish hymn that has been arranged by Robert S. Frost.
Thank you.
The Kathleen Curran Monroe Show. That's Conducting Conversations tonight. I'm Mike Mano, and we're talking about the Westminster Youth String Ensemble as they present a holiday concert, which is going to be on Sunday, December 4th at 3 o'clock at the Westerly Armory on Railroad Avenue. And admission is just $10, and children 12 and under are free. And Kathleen, there's a note here about bringing something along with you, right?
Yes, a non-perishable food item.
And what happens to it?
At the Johnny Cake Center, they help many families. Right now, people are having a tough time surviving. Everything is so expensive, and the Johnny Cake Center helps people so many ways with fuel assistance, and they have a thrift shop there. They have really good buys if you'd like to go shopping, and the money goes to meet the needs of the families that they help to support. And Lee Eastbourne, he's just a dream, wonderful man, and he runs the place, and it's run like clockwork. It's just like a well-oiled machine. And I love to support the Johnny Cake Center whenever I can.
So we have the opportunity to hear a great concert at a very, very, very reasonable price. As a matter of fact, children 12 and under are free, so bring along some food so they can all get donated to the Johnny Cake Center. And if you have questions about the concert or anything else to do with the Westminster Youth String Ensemble, you can call the phone number at 401-596-5225. Operators are standing by. And you can also go online to westminsterstrings.org to get further information. Kathleen, we've talked about some of the music that is going to be presented and a couple of the young men that are now assisting you in this endeavor of getting the youth of Westerly straightened out.
Yes, we have wonderful kids that we work with, and we're really blessed. I think we're in really good shape as far as a country. These young people are just amazing.
It's great to have something like this that they can look forward to and learn at the same time.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit more about people that are coming to the concert. It's normally, I would guess, a large percentage of the family is family members of the children.
That's true.
But you want to reach out beyond that this time, right?
Yes. Yeah, so I have a little side job that I perform cello, and I bring my golden retriever to the Elms, which is an assisted living facility, and they also have an Alzheimer's and dementia facility also. And my dog and I go, and I play the cello, and he goes and schmoozes with the people that are there, and it's a match made in heaven, really. And I've realized that the people there love music. They love the dog. When I bring young students in to perform, they love the children as much as the dog. I'm really number three. It's children, dogs, and then me, as far as their what they really appreciate. So what I have done with my summer camp, I have made arrangements for a bus from the Elms to come with the residents there, and the children perform for them. So it's a wonderful, it's very profound, the connection that the younger kids have with the adults and that the adults have with the children. So my goal for this concert on December 4th is to get as many people as I can from the Elms, which is right in Westerly, to get on a bus and come to hear the kids play, because I think the kids would appreciate being heard. And I also think the adults would be brought to a beautiful place on a beautiful afternoon and hear beautiful music from lovely children. And it would be a wonderful experience for everyone. And so I want to invite any nursing home in this the area near Westerly. If you have a bus you'd like to bring people to our concert, we would love to have you come. And I can even send you some tickets, complimentary tickets, if you'd like. Just be in touch with me. Go to the website. Call 401-596-5225. I will provide tickets for you to come to the concert. And you'll be amazed at how great the kids are. And they will be amazed to see you also.
What a great partnership that could be. That's an excellent idea, and I hope that everyone in the area takes advantage of that. Let's get back to some music that is played by the Youth String Ensemble, and what piece do you have for us now?
This first piece is called Verdant Meadows, and it's by Bruce W. Tippett.
Kathleen, great music played by these young people, the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. We've listened to, I guess, 7 pieces so far. I think we have time for 2 more pieces. What will this next one be?
The next one is the Bella Boca Polka by Emil Valtufel, arranged by Bob Felix. The kids loved this piece.
Kathleen, once again, it's been an extreme pleasure to have you on Conducting Conversations. Can't wait till the next time, maybe in the spring when we get ready for concerts, because it will be spring events, right?
Yes, we'll have a spring concert May 7th, Sunday, May 7th.
Write that on your calendar. So you got December 4th coming up in just a few weeks, and then there'll be something in May. And Kathleen, you promised to come back and talk about that one?
I would love to.
All right, let's get to one last piece of music that we have from this concert. Tell us about it.
This is music from Pirates of the Caribbean by Klaus Badelt. It's arranged by Larry Moore, and actually Nathaniel Savage, our mentor and guest conductor, is conducting this piece. It was at a concert in May of 2021.
All right, great. And thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.